Tesachatis Revitz. So Rashi says that Yetzhara Machtia Bal Kochoy. That the Eibush is Malam a little bit chus. Like he's not mamish wiping them out. He's Malam a little bit chus that you should know. The reason why they're doing it is because there's a big Yetzhara. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the Yetzhara. So a little bit like the little bit the terrace for the Klal Yisroel. That the Eibush created the Yetzhara that makes them do it Bal Kochoy. So the fact that Yetzkashi besot in Mayoma, good, the Eibush is Moli Rachmin. But what does the Sotin say about this Maisa Yom Kippur? Or Malay Eliyonov, he answered back, Sotin, B'yoyma Dikipure, Lestle Rishusle Yastune. On Yom Kippur, the Sotin is kept quiet. He has no right to say anything. He can't say anything bad about Klal Yisrael on Yom Kippur. That's the Chasdi Hashem, that on Yom Kippur he's shut up. Mimai, what's the Raya? That Omar Rami Bar Choma, HaSotin, the word HaSotin, the Gematria Tlos Meya 300, the Shishin V'yabur, 364. So we die heavy. That's the gematria of Sotin. So we dash in that Tlosser Meya Vishishin Vyaboyin Yoimin Yoimi Islay Vishusal Yastune. 364 days of the year, the Sotin has a right to say bad things about Klal Yisrael. Mashenkin Biyoma di Kippure on Yom Kippur, Lestle Vishusal Yastune. On Yom Kippur doesn't have any right to say bad things about Klal Yisrael. So therefore, about this Maisa, the Sotin can't say anything. So with the Maisa. Zoti Mishnah. B'chol yoim, every day, termin es ha-mizbeach, v'kriyas ha-gever. That the first avod that they did every morning was the trumas ha-deshin. Every morning the kohen would go down to the mizbeach and take a shovelful of the ashes out of the mizbeach and put it down on the side of the kevis. So every day, when did they do this avodah? V'kriyas ha-gever. That was when one the veker used to wake up the kohanim. V'kriyas ha-gever, that's the time they did the trumas ha-deshin. Either right before the Zekka used to wake them up, or else right after they would wake them up. That's when they used to do it every single day. On Yom Kippur, when did they do the mitzvahs of Trumas Hadeshen? Mechatzos. At Chatzos Halayla already, they did the Kohen Gadol, they did the Trumas Hadeshen. Over a Golem, when did they do it on Yom Tovim? When did they do the Trumas Hadeshen on Yom Tovim? Meyashmer HaRishonah, even earlier than that, even after the first third of the night. After the first Mishmar, that's when they did the Trumas Hadeshen. Vloihoisa Kriyas Hagever Magas, and by the time that the Vekka used to wake up everybody in the Beis Hamikdash, Ad Shehoisa Azora Malaya Yisrael. The Klal Yisrael, the Azora was full of Klal Yisrael already. Hez Bayam Tovim, since all the Yidden wanted to come to bring a korban on Yom Tov, they wanted to bring the Oilus Riya, Oilus Chagiga, so everybody used to come in mamish in the middle of the night. That by the time it came in the morning when they used to have the Kriyas HaGever, Kamat Ho Azara was filled up with Yisrael already. So Drashi, Termin Esa Mizbeach, Hadeshen Shulchoyte Min Hadeshen B'machta, Pamachas, one time in the morning, they would take a shovel full of ashes out of the Mizbeach. Bein Rav Lamat, whether a lot or a little, doesn't matter how much was in the Machta, in the shovel. Ubevachla Yivchos M'moli Koymus, you have to have at least a handful. Where did they put this handful, this shovelful of the ashes? The Mizrocha Shokevis, on the east side of the Kevis. The Nivla Bim Koyman, it's swallowed up in the Mizmokim. Shinemar, Teirim Es Hadeshin, the Soma Yetzla Mizbeach. The Afin Lekamon, Mi Veherim Mimenu Bekoyim Soy, the Hoysa Tchila Savoyde Shachas Pashkoma. That was the first Avoyde that was done in the morning, that's the Trumas Hadeshin. Somachloy means Somach Lekriyas Agevu, Lefon Lefnei Kriyas Soyam Yachriyo. Either right before, right afterwards, that's when they did this mitzvah of the Trumas Hadeshen. V'yoyim HaKippur, Torah Mechatzos, used to make the Trumas Hadeshen Mechatzos. Over Golem Yashmur Rishonim, Shei B'Shlish HaLayla, Kul Yom Masech the Brochus, Gimel Mishmur HaSoyu HaLayla, V'gmar Mepharash Taimel the Kuloi. What are different times they made the Trumas Hadeshen? V'yoyos HaKriyas HaGevah Magas, V'yoyos HaGolem, HaChoysa HaZorim Leim Yisrael, HaMeviyim Korbenoseim, Lias Mezumonim LaKrivon Acher HaTomid Miyad. That they wanted to be there in the Beis Hamikdash nice and early, that right after they brought the Korban HaTomid, then they wanted to start bringing their Korbanos L'Kavod Yom Tov. So the Gemara Tanan Hosen, we learned the Gemara in Zvochim, that Evorim She'epokul Megabi HaMizbeach. The Locher is the what, that the Avodas HaYoim, a regular day even, the Shechita, the Korbanos, has to be by daytime. The Zrikas HaDam HaMizbeach has to be by daytime, before Shechiyah. If it becomes Shkia, then the dam becomes posel, it's nicer, it's bal yolin. It's too late, you can't use the dam anymore. That's only the dam. But the Evorim, putting the piece of meat on the Mizbeach, that the mitzvah is kol halayla.
The whole night time you're allowed to put the Evorim, the pieces of meat, from the Korban on the Mizbeach the whole night time. Now what's going to be if you put the meats on the Mizbeach, let's say 9 o'clock at night, and then its question is, how long do you have to let it burn on the Mizbeach? What's going to be if in between it falls off? 10 o'clock it falls off the Mizbeach. So you have to put these pieces of meat back on top of the Mizbeach. So you learn the Gemara's Vachem like this, Tanan Hossam, Evorim, the pieces of meat that you put on the Mizbeach from the Korbanos that were brought during the daytime, She'epoku me'agavya Mizbeach. If for some reason it fell off the Mizbeach, maybe now you put another piece of meat on top of everything, and that made a few pieces on the bottom fall off the Mizbeach. So Loch was like this. Koidim chatzois, if the piece of meat fell off the Mizbeach before chatzois halayla, yachser. Then you're supposed to put this piece of meat back on the Mizbeach. It's not to sit like it was burnt up yet. You weren't mekayim yet the mitzvahs of hakrovas evorim, of burning the evorim, because the mitzvah has to be burnt up completely. And we're talking about now that this piece of meat that fell off, true, the fire got a hold of it already, but it wasn't nasal ichl yet. It wasn't like mamash ashes burned through and through. So since it wasn't burned through and through yet, there's still a mitzvah that should be on the Mizbeach, and you have to put it back on top of the Mizbeach. Is the achto, you have to put it on top of the Mizbeach. Umaylim behen. And who are then, if you have mila right now, if you have anor from this piece of meat, you're over the yis mila. Hey, since there's a mitzvah still to let it burn more, it's still called kotshe yashem, it's still called an yis mila, and you're over the yis mila. What about liyacha chatzois? Hey, if you put the piece of meat on the Mizbeach before chatzois, and it stood there a few hours or two, and now after chatzois, now it first falls off the Mizbeach. Even though it's not burnt up completely, it's not like ashes yet, there's still a piece of meat there. But the fire went through and through the piece of meat, but it fell off the Mizbeach after chatzois. Then the locher is lo yachzer. Now you don't have to return it anymore. You don't have to put it back on top of the Mizbeach. V'yein moylem behen, and there's no isimila anymore. In other words, there's a yisoy that chatzois ois ichel. That the evorim, the piece of meat, were on the Mizbeach, the chatzois halayla, that gives it a din now as if it was burnt completely. And if it falls off, there's no mitzvah to put it back on again. Since there's no mitzvah to put it back on again, it's like nasa mitzvosam. The mitzvah sreisfa was done already. So therefore, if it falls off, there's no mila on it. You're not over Issa or mila, because mila is only a kotshi Hashem, something that has mitzvah to do to it yet. Mashenken, once you did the mitzvah of the peace, there's no more mila anymore. See, after chatzoit, chatzoit halayla gives it a din now that it's nasal ichel. We look as if this piece of meat, as if the mitzvah sreifam was mekuyim already. There's no, it doesn't have to be burnt anymore. So if it falls off the Mizbeach, there's no mitzvah to put it back anymore. Therefore, there's no issa mila. That's a din in the Gemara Zvachim. For the Gemara, minohanimili, how do we know such a yisoid? That pum chatzoit, chatzoit halayla, that's the magic, that's a new halacha. That if the piece of meat fell off before chatzois, it's not mekayim the mitzvah yet. You have to put it back on again. But if it comes off after chatzois, even though both pieces of meat were burnt the exact same amount, there's an afkamin of chatzois made an ichul or not. How do we know this? Let's see Rashi. Koydim chatzois laila umoylem bez Rashi. The koydim chatzois ein echoshev ichul. Before chatzois is not considered like it's burnt up completely. We're talking about a piece of meat that has some mamish, there's some substance there yet. Lefikach, therefore, there's a mitzvah to put it back on top of the marochon. Since you didn't do all the mitzvah of the sreifam, kotshi Hashem karinim bei. It's still considered kotshi Hashem. Therefore, if anybody has some type of enjoyment from it, he's over the yisamila. Ma'ashenkin achachatzois. And tzorach lahachs, you don't have to return it anymore. Shachatzois oisi ichol b'yevorim. Chatzois meitz ichol b'yevorim. Why? In the case, shemoshlo b'yor, if the fire got a hold of the whole piece of meat, so that's moshlo b'yor means the fire ruled, went over the whole piece of meat, even though it didn't burn it through and through, but the outside of the meat was caught by fire, then we say chatzois makes it ichol. The yafafi sheish by mamish k'yavul kamon, even though the kameh, even though there's some mamoshes, there's some substance left of the meat, still, once it comes chatzois, you make the mitzvah sreif already. Memeilav yein moilim ben, kada kaimalon, shenasis mitzvason ein moilim boy. Once you already did the mitzvah by kodeshim, there's no isamila. Now, kivan les betar gavoya, le karina be kotshi Hashem, o vemila ksiv vechota bishkogo, mi kotshi Hashem. So, for the more, minu an emila de chatzois sois ichul. How do we know this yisoid? That the fact that pieces of meat were on the Mizbeach and burning up until chatzois, as soon as it comes chatzois, now it's considered like the Makai Mitzvah Sreifam, as if Ichel, as if the piece of meat is burned up mamish through and through, and like there's no substance there, it's as if that in the Makai Mitzvah. A modern halacha, then how do we know this? Like Mecha Taisi, the piece of meat really wasn't burned up completely. It's the same way, it's halfway done only. So if it comes off before Chatzais, it's not Makai Mitzvah, you have to put it back up again. If it falls off after Chatzais, there's a new din, as if you're Makai Mitzvah, you don't have to put it back on again. For the Gemara, how do we know this? So Amar Rav, Rav says, there are two psukim. One pasuk says like this, Kol ha-layla v'hikter. Mashma, the whole night you have a right, you're supposed to burn the meats. So the form of the meat, of the carbon, should be burning the whole night. The kosov v'echeroim, another pasuk says, Kol ha-layla v'herim. Then no, mashma, you're finished burning already. And after it's finished burning, then you do the mitzvah Trumas Hadeshen. Says mashma, kol ha-layla v'herim. You could do the Trumas Hadeshen the whole night time. Says mashma, there's no more mitzvah to let it burn anymore. Skirtz estira. But manashach, are you supposed to let the piece of meat burn the whole night? And first do the Trumas Hadeshen, which is take off the ashes in the morning? Or else no, you're supposed to take off the ashes throughout the whole night? Mashma, as soon as it burns a little bit, already you're making the mitzvah sreifa. So it's a stira. Chokei said, how could that be the two psukim? And the Gemara tell you chokeyu. It means to say, divide the night in half. That chetzev le'aglak torah. The first half of the night, there's a mitzvah to burn the meat. And if it came off the marocha, you have to put it back on again. Mashenkin v'chetzev le'aroma. The second half of the night, after chatzos, then there's no more mitzvah sreif anymore. Then there's a mitzvah haroma, fakert. Then it's considered like everything is burnt up. You're makayim mitzvah sreifam. Now you can start doing mitzvah haromas at Trumas Hadeshen. Now you can start going to the marocha and take out a shovelful of the ashes. So otherwise, it's a theory of posik. One posik mashma the whole night you're supposed to burn the piece of meat, and one posik is mashma the whole night you can ready to take off the ashes. That's the Gemara's teretz divided in half. The first half of the night the mitzvah is to burn it. You're not makayim the mitzvah sreifam. If it falls off, put it back on again. Mashenken after chatzos. Then there's the mitzvah Trumas Hadeshen. It's considered like it's not the ichul, and you don't have to burn it anymore. Trashi, kol alayla v'hikter. Hi ho'ayla al-moyto kol alayla. Alma kol alayla mitzvah liyos al-moyto. Alma kol alayla hevi haktoras evorim. V'yafilu mash al-moyted, in pokud is the mitzvah, put it back on again. That's the pasuk kol alayla, the whole night it should burn. Because of the Echoim, call a Lila Beherim. To some of the Lahu Kro, the Lova Shakoi Midoi Bad, the Herim Adeshin. Alma, call a Lila, have you Choshe Kichel? No. Any part of the night is considered as if the meat was burnt up already. The Kori Bosser Oila Deshin. And the Posse calls it considered like ashes already. Mishamosh the Boyor. Mash Mishun is the fire. Got a hold of the piece of meat. The fire grabbed a hold of the whole meat and it started to burn it on all around it, even though it didn't burn through and through yet. It's considered nasa ichel, the koshel arimoi, and right then you're allowed to make the Trumas Hadeshen. So who has the stira? One pasuk is mashma, it has to burn the whole night, and the other pasuk is mashma, no, as soon as it started to burn, it's already called nasa mitzvosein, and you can do the haromas address, Trumas Hadeshen already. So that's the Gemara's teretz, chatziyayu lak toros drashin, shein ichel, the first half of the night doesn't make ichel, the impoko tzorok lahaktir, that if it falls off the first half of the night, there's a mitzvah to put it back on again, let it burn vaita. V'chetiv la'roma, mechatzois l'halon, but after chatzois halayla, then it's considered like nas ichul. V'kori deshin, it's considered like eshes already. Al mechatzois m'shav l'ichul. So you see from this posik, that once the meat was on the mizbeach during chatzois, chatzois makes it as if it's burnt up through and through, and as if it's eshes right now, and there's no more mitzvah sreifer on anymore. Adarabba, now there's a mitzvah to start doing the Trumas Hadeshen. That's why we want to answer this din, the Gemara in Zvachim. For the Gemara, most of Rav Kana have a kasha from you from our Mishnah here. That our Mishnah says that b'chol yoyim torim es hamizbech mekriyas hagevur. Every day throughout the year, normal day, when did the Kahanim do the Trumas Hadeshen? In the morning, when the Vekka used to wake them up. Either right before or right after. When did they do the mitzvah Trumas Hadeshen on Yom Kippur? Mechatzois. Bechatzois halayla, that's when they did the mitzvah Trumas Hadeshen. But we regolim, this is the kasha. Our Mishnah says though, on the Gimel regolim, on Pesach, on Sukkot and Shavuos, may Ashmer Harishayna. When did the Kohanim do the mitzvah Trumas Hadeshen? When did they go to the Mizbeach and take off the ashes from the Mizbeach? Like when did they start doing the mitzvah for Harim Hadeshen? May Ashmer Harishayna. That means after the first third of the night, that's even before Chatzos Halayla. That's the kasha. If you're telling me now it's Gzeiras HaKosev, that the first half of the night is mitzvahs to burn. And there's no din trumas adeshin. So how on your gimel regalim were you allowed to take off the trumas adeshin before chatzay salayla? How could they do it? Mashmara Rishayna? Tried the Gemara. V'sakodayadach, if you're going to tell me, mechatzayis diraisa, that we dash dash in the psukim. This is a drush of diraisa, that up until chatzayis the mitzvah is to burn it. And not to take off the trumas adeshin. The mitzvah's truma only is chal. After chatzayis, he, heichem akdimam, veichem achrinam. How could we do it on Gimur Golem earlier? The Chor is not this man Trumas Adeshin yet. So Rashi the Raisi Hechem Makdimim Gassinim. Why Gassin Hechem Achrinim? Halakol Chetzi Vreil Arama. Or Malonim Yachar. That's no kasha how we do it later. But the kasha is Hechem Makdimim. So Rashi Afilu Deshin Am Uchu Yafa. Even the case we'll have a meat that's mamish burnt up very well. Abu Amrit, you're telling me now that Chetzi Vli Arama. That when is there a mitzvah trumas adeshin? The second half of the night only. Alma, what do you see? Ein chatzir rishon kosh lakach. The way you dash in the psukim, that the first half of the night is not roy for the mitzvah trumas adeshin. Fakir, the first part of the night is kol alayla v'hikter. You have to let it burn the whole part of the night. When can you start making the trumas adeshin? That's only the second half of the night. You have to chatzayis. So if you dash an apostle like that, it's Shvar al Mishnah. How could our Mishnah say that in the Gimur Golem they used to make the Trumas Adeshin after the first Mishnah of the night, which was before Chatzai Salayla? So that's the Kasha. All right, we'll stop here.
You're holding that chof from the base.
So again, the little shaila was that we had a stira in psukim that we dashed in from. We explained the Gemara in Zvochim that's mashma bechatzoyt halaylam. That makes ichel. That means again, if the piece of meat fell off the mizbeach before chatzoyt, then the mitzvah was to put it back on again. But if it fell off after chatzoyt, then we said there's no more mitzvah to put it back on again. So we said minohan emili. So again, the Gemara on Amud Aleph said the stira and psukim. The pasuk said, "Kol halayla v'hikter." Mashma, the whole night you're supposed to make haktorah. The meat are supposed to be burning the whole night. The kos of echareim at the end of the pasuk, the next psukim saying, "Kol halayla v'herim." The next psukim of mashma, no, the mitzvahs of trumas adeshin you could do the whole night. So where was the stira? But the Indian was first you would burn the meats, the pieces of the avorim that's supposed to be burnt from the karbonis. And then afterwards, burnt up in the morning, poshut is a mitzvah of trumas adeshin. Take off the ashes, take off a shovel full of the ashes. So we have a stir in the psukim, it was. Well, the beginning of the pasuk is mashma, kol halayla v'hikter. So, like Rashi says, the pasuk really doesn't say this. But the pasuk says, hi yo'ayla al-moita kol halayla. Alma kol halayla mitzvah liyas al-moita. That the whole night the pieces could be burning on the mizbeach. And then for the next psukim, it's mashma, the heirim as adeshin, you can start doing the trumas adeshin at the beginning of the night time. So it's a stira, is it supposed to be burning the whole night? Or is there a mitzvah to make that trumas adeshin? So Maro gave a teretz, chokeyu, we divide it in half. The first half of the night, the mitzvah is dafka to let it be burning. That's why if it falls off the mizbeach, you have to put the piece of meat back on top of the mizbeach. Ma'ashenken efter chatzois, then there's no more mitzvah sreifam. Then fakir, then the mitzvah trumas adeshin starts. That after Chatzos HaLailah, then if the Kohen wants to, he could take a shovel full of the ashes off the Mizbeach to do the mitzvah of Trumas Adeshin. So this was the Pshat in the Gemara in Zvochim. So we're out of Kasha now.